how are we going to get on the same page? We agree on most shit, right? You think that we disagree on a lot, sweetheart? Like what? Like what?
Like most things.
Really? I went to one of them women's marches and we had a lot in common. I saw those girls screaming, "Free the nipple!" Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Right? They were screaming, "We should be able to have sex with as many guys as we want." Yes, you should. "If we get pregnant, we should be able to abort it." Hopefully. "And we need to work so we can pay our half." Hallelujah! Fellas, get down here! It's happening! We've reached common ground! It was unbelievable. These women were fighting for the right to become the men they've always hated. Just walking around with their shirts off, fucking whoever, not worried about the kid. I'm like, are y'all feminists or fuckboys? What is this shit? I'm just saying, we're on the same team, you know what I mean? And that's good, because this is as good as it gets, ladies. Y'all can't move anywhere else and it gets better for y'all. You gotta deal with us being sexist. That's a fact. We are fucking sexist. We say stupid shit like, "Women can't drive." "Women can't drive." But in the Middle East, they're like, "No, seriously, women can't drive." So we don't play that shit out here. Are there women driving? Ahmed, give me the fucking stones. These bitches out here driving. Gotta teach them a lesson with stones. I'm not saying there aren't things that y'all gotta go through. Obviously, you know, like, you might have a daughter that has low self-esteem because she's comparing herself to these unrealistic images every single day, and that's really fucked up. But in China, you can't have a daughter. So, yeah, you have a daughter, they just mash it into an iPhone. That's the policy. Enjoy your FaceTime. Enjoy your FaceTime. There's a little Chinese girl inside every one of your iPhones. Why you think when your phone breaks, they say put in a bag of rice? You think that's a coincidence? You think that's a coincidence? It's to soak up her tears, okay? Have some respect. We love y'all, okay? And we want to make you happy. I think most guys want to make you happy, especially sexually. There's this rumor like we don't care about satisfying you. That's not true at all. We feel pathetic if we don't satisfy you. That shit is just mad difficult. If we're gonna keep it a buck, it's tricky, yo. The clit, I don't know exactly where it is. I still do Ash Wednesday every time I'm down there, dog. Like, right? Like, longitude, latitude, you bump into it. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You do that enough times, you get baptized.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. What I'm up, your host, guys? Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, that guy's been all over any of my social media, and he's fucking hilarious. You ever seen Andrew Schultz?
No, that's the first time I've really heard of him.
Oh. Yeah, he actually just put out his own comedy special because it was too raunchy for Netflix.
Well, that's always good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, he was signed to do a special for Netflix, did the special, and they went, nope. So, he's kind of a throwback to, you know, 80s, 70s. A lot of truth to what he says and, you know, and just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, back before people started getting worried about, you know, what people thought about his comment, what the, you know, what you said.
Yeah, I like it. I like him a lot. So, oh, man. This fucking weather change bullshit. Killing me. Absolutely killing me. Huh? Are you there? Hey, Margaret. Let's try that again. I see you moving.
What?
Are you there? He's not there. Let's see if we can't get him back. I don't know why. We were talking for 10 minutes beforehand, and everything was working fantastically. And now, not so much. I don't know what happened. But I do know, coming up as soon as we get him back, I do want to talk some Christmas. I know that'll please him. I see we're reconnecting now. Let's see here. A lot of new Christmas movies coming out this year that super, super excite me. So we'll see what Brandon thinks of it. Is he there?
There, you're back.
I'll keep the video off, see if that helps. I don't get it. We were talking for 10 minutes beforehand, no problem.
Oh, yeah, and then, of course, the second we start recording, it all goes shit.
Yeah.
That's how it normally is, you know?
And what's funny is the Audacity doesn't run on interwebs at all.
No.
Like, if I had my Wi-Fi shut off, it would work. We even moved the router today right to the kitchen, so it's literally 10 feet away from me. And obviously, we had issues. So I was saying, well, when you disappeared, I was telling everybody what I wanted to talk about and how excited you would be. Thanksgiving's over. It's Christmas time.
Thanksgiving hasn't even happened.
What? We don't celebrate that anymore.
We don't?
It's 2022. It's just a Thursday night dinner.
I mean, I don't fucking care about it anyway, but...
Until you start receiving smallpox blankets. You know? True.
I mean, it's like I always tell everyone, you know, Thanksgiving songs run for the hills, so.
That's any time I have a family gathering.
Well, yeah. But if you actually listen to the lyrics for Run for the Hills, it really is the Thanksgiving song.
No. To be honest.
I mean, if you ever listen to the lyrics, it's pretty much them talking about the white man coming and, like, raping and killing the Indians. That's the whole song. I mean, if you listen to all the lyrics, you're like, oh, damn. Okay, yeah.
So, to be honest, I completely forgot that song even existed until all of a sudden it caught fire again with Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I had totally forgot that song was even there. But a lot of trailers dropped this week for Christmas movies.
I saw two. I didn't watch much more than that.
Which ones did you see?
Well, of course I watched The Christmas Carol because I had to because I knew I was going to record with you. And if I didn't, you know.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah, Christmas Story.
Yeah, not Christmas Carol.
Whatever. You knew what I meant.
Should I try playing it or do we not take that chance?
I mean, you can try. I mean, well, you know.
Let me see here. Where did it go? Oh. All right. We'll give it a whirl and see what happens here.
When you sign up for...
We'll do it without the ad, though.
Oh, but that's, you know. It's the best part.
Oh, life moves fast. One day you're playing kick the can with kids named Flick and Schwartz.
I triple dog dare you!
The next thing you know, you're a certified adult.
Ralphie!
Ralph, dear old man.
Fragile!
He was the best.
Mama! Ralphie, promise me we're gonna make this a wonderful Christmas. That would make your father so happy.
I promise.
What had I done? And now it was all up to me?
I suggest you start drinking and don't stop till New Year's.
Kids, who wants to go see Santa?
This is amazing.
Incredible. We will meet you right here when you're done.
Don't let him kick you in the face.
Huh? It's the happy season.
No,
when it's just us decorating, it kind of feels like child labor.
Honey, it's not labor if we don't pay you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
There'll be much mistletoe.
My dad made this all look so easy.
That doesn't mean it was easy.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Schwartz, I triple dog dare you.
Oh, I got him now.
Get out of there!
That's brutal.
It's the most wonderful time.
Slowly I could feel the Christmas ember beginning to glow again.
Oh,
Steer!
All right. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, I enjoy the first one. I'm not a huge, like you are, like a huge, huge fan of it. I don't know yet. I mean, it looks like it'll be interesting. I definitely want to see it just to, I mean, to see if it's good. I mean, the one issue I did have is I did not see anything on Scott. I saw Scott Farkas as a kid.
No, no, he's there.
Okay, I didn't
very,
see him.
Very briefly.
I say like, I saw a kid version of him, but I didn't see him, you know, as an adult.
Yeah, he was there with his coonskin hat on.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, if you blink, you miss it. I don't know. I'm leery.
It's one of those tough ones because it's kind of one of those things. It's a movie that's that iconic. You worry that it's either going to be amazing or it's not. I mean, it's kind of one of those things they've been you know, trying to, they've been trying to get this with nostalgia in some of these older movies, and some of them are hit or miss, where the nostalgia makes them great, but, I mean, other than that, they wouldn't be, like, you know. I mean, Clerks 3 was amazing in itself, but then if you watch, like, Jane Silent Bob, like whatever, the Strike Back Again or whatever,
a reboot,
if it wasn't for the nostalgia, a reboot, if it wasn't for the nostalgia, it was a horrible movie.
Yeah,
same thing with Bill and Ted. If it wasn't for the nostalgia, it was a horrible movie. But then Ghostbusters, I thought they did really good, where even without the nostalgia, it was still a decent movie.
Yeah,
but I think this one's going to be interesting, is I don't know if it's going to be, if the nostalgia is going to make it great, or if it's going to be great without it. You know,
now I don't think,
and that's kind of what I'm worried.
When you look at reboot, even Clerks 3, I don't think Kevin Smith's trying to bring in new fans.
No,
I think he's making movies for the ones who have made him where he's at.
Yeah,
right. This will probably try to bring in the next generation. You know, it's a Christmas movie, so it's niche. It's only something you're going to watch a certain time of the year. But I don't know, like from the trailer, I get the vibe that they're trying too hard.
And that's what I'm worried about.
With the triple dog dare as he's sledding down the rooftop and like, yeah, I don't know. There was parts where I chuckled a little bit. There was parts, especially now being a parent, you know, at the bar, right? Where they're like, drink till you forget, you know? Like, I get that. Christmas can be stressful and, you know, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm leery to say the least. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it's one of those ones. It could be really good, but like we said, it could be.
I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Have to, you know, like you previously stated, it's one of my favorites. So, not one of my favorites. It's probably my favorite Christmas movie of all time, but
I know that's why I said for you. I mean, that's why I had to watch to make sure I was ready for it when you, because you were gonna, I knew you'd seen it.
Yeah. What was the other trailer you watched?
Guardians.
What do you think of that?
It looks interesting. I like the, I think it's going to be interesting, the whole idea of, you know, Kevin Bacon and how they go back to get Kevin Bacon. And I don't know. It looks very interesting and I want to see it.
I think it looks fucking epic. I think the fact that Disney Plus got everybody back, I think the way they tie it off with Gamora being gone, so it ties into, not quite the last time we saw him, because the last time we saw him was Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
But it ties it in more to, and who knows, maybe this is where they went. You know, maybe they went and fought their battle when they left Thor, and then Christmas came, and who fucking knows. But I personally think that looks fucking epic.
Yeah.
Absolutely epic. Yeah, I'm do you see how jacked Groot looks in that?
Oh yeah, he does. He looks jacked. I wonder what, you know. I mean,
and I'm a big fan of the Mantis Drax chemistry.
Oh yeah, the whole thing of him being like completely clueless to like everything, and then her also clueless, but in a different way.
Yep,
it's just it's their chemistry is amazing.
They're slowly becoming my favorite on screen couple without being romantically a couple.
Yeah,
I fucking love them. And I loved how they like in the trailer they put introducing Kevin Bacon. Like we don't know who the fuck Kevin Bacon is.
Of course. I mean, everyone knows Kevin Bacon. There's this, you know, what is it, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon that, you know, within 6 degrees, you can get any actor to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And now they just made it easier because they just put him in the MCU. I mean, he's not just an actor in the MCU. He's literally in the MCU.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon himself as a person is in the MCU.
I almost.
He's already a character in. Because he in the X-Men, he was a villain.
Yeah, he was Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember that too. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so he's now literally, I mean, which are the X-Men part of the MCU? Not really, I guess, whatever, who knows. But, I mean, he's now Kevin Bacon as Kevin Bacon is part of the MCU.
Yeah. And then the other Christmas movies we had drop trailers was, well, not a movie. This is actually going to be a series, but they're doing the Santa Claus.
Oh, I kind of saw something on that, but I didn't watch the...
Called the Santa Clauses, and I think it looks really good.
See, I didn't like the original ones.
I liked the first one a lot. The straight-to-DVD trailers, or not trailers, but sequels... Lost it on me.
Yeah.
But, no, I like the first one a lot. They brought Bernard, the head elf, back.
Yeah.
And I think it's him retiring. I think it looks really funny. And then...
I mean, I don't know, because I have never been a huge... I'm not a big fan of him, so...
Tim Allen?
Okay. Yeah.
Tim Allen's okay, hit and miss. But... He's hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
100%. But then there's another one co-starring your favorite and your least favorite. Let's see if we can't watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I have seen some stuff on that one. The Ryan, the Jingle or whatever it is, right?
Spirited.
Yeah.
So I saw when he first started dropping, TikToks about it.
Mm-hmm.
When him and Will
That's where
were
I
like
saw it with the TikToks,
but I have not watched the trailer yet. I was saving it for this.
Okay.
On a bitter, cold Christmas Eve, one dark soul is selected for redemption by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and yet to come. A tradition that continues to this very night.
Like a Christmas carol?
Yes, yes. If you would just let me get this out. Sit.
So out of all the people on the planet, murderers, people who do gender reveal parties, I'm the guy you're going to haunt.
You know what? Forget it.
I told you, the guy is a level 20 Bane in the Dickens.
Come on, I can take this guy.
I'm your ghost of Christmas present.
La 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 la. I'm not watching your dramatic re-encrapment.
Hey, I'm haunting you. You can't just... run away from me when I'm haunting you. Hello?
I believe he can be a positive force for mankind.
And he's got his hands all over everything.
Yeah, I wish.
Maude, are you texting HR?
No.
People don't change.
We got a runner! That's just fun to watch.
I'm here to change him to be a more positive force for humanity.
Clint.
Clint. Yeah.
You photoshopped yourself into these pictures of my executive VP?
I don't think so.
Oh, You want that. What I want is for you to shut up and let me do my job. Is there a ghost of Christmas Grumpy? Because you could do that job.
This is where real change begins.
Oh, that's... Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's definitely... he's fine.
He's good.
Well,
he's,
well none of it's real anyway.
All right, thoughts?
I mean, I'll probably watch it just because I love Ryan Reynolds, but it's still Christmas.
Holy, when did you get back on your bah humbug shit?
It's like I tell Amber all the time. I'm one of those ones usually, I mean, in the last couple of years, because of all everything else, it's been a couple more days, but still it's when Christmas should be from like 6 a.m. on Christmas Eve, or I mean Christmas Day, till about noon. And then after that, it's over.
Wrong.
You get up, you open your presents, you have breakfast, and then fuck off and play with them. That's it.
Wrong.
Take down the tree, throw it out, like, you know. Yeah, all of it.
Excuse me. I think it looks fucking awesome.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm not... Will Ferrell isn't, like, my least favorite. I've just never... his movies... It got to a point where, like, his first couple ones I was okay with. But then after a while, it's like it's the same fucking person in every movie, just in a different situation.
See, I think I like his later ones better than his early stuff.
I like I said, it was just the same person. It seemed like all of his roles was the same thing. It was just in a different situation. It was just the same person.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, I could see that with Ryan Reynolds. And if it's good writing, I could see it being a good movie. It's just a matter of, you know... Is it going to be the same freaking dick and fart jokes as the rest of them? Or the you know, is the writer writing going to actually, like, writers do their job and actually write a movie? That's the hard part.
We'll see. Go ahead and shit on it. You may lose comedy jobs.
I'm not shitting on it. I mean, like, I'm getting comedy jobs anyway. No one pays attention to me. I didn't even make it on that Keenan and whatever bullshit that everyone's on. Not that I would have gone anyway. I have a show that night. But.
Well. I know a room you go to is in that movie.
A room I go to? What, the bathroom?
Nate Jackson's. Nate is in that movie. He's in Spirited.
He's in the movie?
Yep.
Well, fuck yeah. I mean, I like Nate, but...
Yeah, he was on 95.7 Jody and Bender morning show the other day talking about it, promoting it. Well, I lied. He wasn't. He promoted it a little bit. He was funny because he's like, I'm not going to tell anybody to go fucking see it. He's like, I haven't seen it yet. He goes, when I see it and it's any good, then I'll tell people to go check me out.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, he plays one of the ghosts of Christmas, whatever.
Yeah, I like Nate. He's funny.
So. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. For sure. Now I got to get Apple TV.
I mean, we'll probably watch it. It's just like I said, it's one of those things that, you know, it's not one of those ones that's like jumping out at me. But I mean, I did go back and watch the, you know, the Santa movies with freaking, you know, what's his name? Freaking the ones that they did the last couple of years on Netflix.
Oh, the Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Yeah. I loved those. I thought they were great. So, I mean, I do like some Christmas movies. I'm not a complete Grinch, but...
No, those were actually done really, really well.
They were.
The other one I liked was that Netflix did was that Jingle Jangle.
I don't think I watched that one.
It was really good. It was really good. Another not stereotypical, hey, get up Christmas morning, look, there's some family shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think part of it too is, I mean, for me, I think it changes too as the kids get older. I'm to a point, it's like, you know, it's what was it, the movie Christmas with the Cranks. I get it now. I mean, I get Christmas with the Cranks. Why the fuck do Christmas? Let's take a fucking vacation and just leave.
No.
Well, I mean, the kids are older. I mean, the only one left at home is Benton. I mean, you know, I guess this year we'll have, you know, I mean, we've got Ray Lynn, and then we'll have Remy, but as soon as she's born, but.
Yeah.
Well, it should be soon. Zoe really wants it to be now. She's like, I just want this damn thing out of me. But, you know.
God, for some of you wanting to be pregnant for so long.
She just wants the baby. And at this point, she's like, she just wants it out. She's done. You know, I mean, because she's, what, eight months along? Mm-hmm. So, because she's due at the end of this month. So, she's just like, yeah, I'm done. Just fucking come out. It's time. She's tried them all. She's tried castor oil, just about every other one. Like, every wives tale she can find on the internet. It says, you know, that'll help her freaking go into labor. And she's like, it doesn't work. So.
That's how we had Rhea, was castor oil.
Yeah, she tried them all.
That means she's not ready.
Well, she's ready, but her body isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, Remy's not ready. Remy's happy, and happy where she's at.
All right. So just play along with me. I see people doing, like, drafts of weird subjects. And so we just talked about all the Christmas trailers coming out.
Yep.
Let's do a starting five draft. You go, I go.
Recording in progress.
Oh, yeah, it is. We'll do a Christmas movie draft. Top five. And then we'll let the audience pick the winner.
Okay.
So you'll go first. Your first round pick for Christmas movie.
Scrooged.
Ooh. That's not where I thought you were going. At all. Fuck. You threw me off. You fucking threw me off.
Is that the whole point of a draft?
What? Yeah, but normally the first round, right, is predictable.
You've been in how many drafts with me in freaking fantasy football? Have I ever done anything that's predictable for anybody else?
Normally
I draft like four freaking quarterbacks.
That's gotten predictable.
I know, and this year I didn't do it.
Well, I'll be predictable. I'm taking A Christmas Story.
Okay. Die Hard.
That's where I thought you were going, number one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to go Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Gremlins.
I'll step out of the box this time. I'm going to go Surviving Christmas.
That's not bad. That's not bad. So, and I can't pick the ones you've taken, right?
Correct.
I'm trying to think. Eight Crazy Nights.
Fucking A.
Fuck a B, it's got more holes.
Fuck a Q, it's got a tickler.
There you go.
Elf. That was four?
I think so. So I think what's going to be my fifth one? What's going to be the kicker here. Deadpool 2, the Christmas version.
There wasn't a Christmas version.
Yes, there is.
There was a clean version.
It was basically a Christmas version.
Where they did it like Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Let's do... I feel like I gotta get something animated in there.
I already did.
I know. You stole my... That's,
I stole yours.
That's my favorite.
I know.
By that's far.
I was surprised I got it in the fourth round.
I honestly thought you would have forgot about it, and I was going to take it with my last pick and creep in and have you go, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck, it's not animated, but you know what? We're going to take the Ewok Holiday Special.
Speaking of that, have you watched the Ewok cartoon?
No.
Recording stopped.
That was weird.
Yeah, I was recording now and I'll edit it up and see what happens.
I said the Ewoks cartoon, find it on Disney Plus, and I mean just the intro will make you like want to scream.
Is it a new cartoon or?
No, it's from like the 80s or 90s.
Oh, yeah. I have a few of those on VHS.
But the intro, it seems like someone like almost like someone wrote it and like wrote out an intro and said, okay, this is what we want to do. And said, here, I'm going to sing it so you know what it's supposed to sound like. And then they just kept that instead of actually having someone sing it. Like, it's like if you just randomly was like, Ewoks, Ewoks.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Ewoks.
All right, here we go. Wow.
See? Like, I decided to check it out because I was trying to find something new to watch when I was running and when I freaking play it, and I'm like, wow.
However, that gave me another draft idea so that we can prepare for next week. 80s cartoon theme songs.
Oh.
That'll be our draft next week.
Okay.
So you get a week to think about that one.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
I've been watching all these on TikTok, and some of them are pretty cool. And then you're like, you listen to, I think somebody was doing greatest sports movies or whatever.
Yeah, The Replacements.
And didn't make the list.
Fucking
Rocky IV didn't make the list.
Dumbasses.
Rudy did. Somebody took Rudy with like the number two pick or something. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of Rudy.
I will be honest. I think I saw it once when I was younger, and I'm like, this is fucking dumb, and I've never gone back and watched it.
But I can name Major League didn't make the list.
Oh, that's one of the best.
Replacements,
Major League would be in my freaking top, like, five.
I think the two football movies that I saw on the list were Friday Night Lights and Any Given Sunday. Any Given Sunday was pretty good.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
But no, I'm sorry. That one was not on. That was when I was shocked wasn't on there. It was the Longest Yard, but the new version.
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
No, you got to go with the old
Burt
one.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right.
It surprises me what people don't know, because it's like one of those things. Like I heard someone talking the other day about Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston and the You Will Always Love Me. And that song should have been, Dolly should have sung it, like, you know, to someone, like, in a movie. And I'm like, she fucking did.
Yeah.
She sung it to Burt Reynolds in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, one of the best movies ever.
It's okay. I don't even know if it's my favorite Burt movie.
I mean,
not when you got Smokey.
I mean, yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know if I told you that I'm not sure if me and Amber can stay together now because I showed her the new version of the Chevy whatever that looks like the Pontiac Firebird, and she's like, well, whose car is that?
What?
And I'm like, I don't know if I can stay with you.
Thank God we're getting a big house in Texas so we can have separate sides of it.
I'm like, fuck, how do you not know Smokey and the fucking Bandit? And then, like, literally, like, 2 minutes after we have this conversation, we listen to the radio station and the theme song comes on and I turn off the radio and she's like, what? And I'm like, you don't even fucking deserve to be able to listen to this shit. You can't listen to Smokey and the Bandit if you don't know what the fucking car is.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. I did buy and download digitally Clerks 3. I've watched it 3 times now.
I almost cried.
There was definitely a twist.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, well, fuck off.
Stop listening now.
We're
going to talk.
I'm the last person to see anything, it seems like, because I'm so slow at it. But, I didn't see it being Dante going out.
And, I mean, when they announced, I mean, because Amber didn't catch, like, the whole thing. There's a scene towards the beginning where they have something that's, like, on the counter or something that says in memory or something. And I'm like, she's dead. Holy fuck, she died. And then later they talk about her dying and, you know, then how she was pregnant when she died and everything else. And you're like, oh, that's sad as hell. And then when they're sitting in the theater and you realize that he's not going to fight for it.
Yeah.
You know, you thought it was going to be a whole different thing, especially with 37 showing up and them going at it in the car, you know.
37. She doesn't even have a name anymore.
I don't remember her name. She's 37.
Isn't it Victoria?
I think
so. Veronica?
It was either yeah. 37 or freaking Snowball. But the guy was Snowball, not her. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that movie had all the nostalgia.
Oh, it did.
But had a, I think it ended really, I mean, it's definitely ended would be my guess.
Yeah.
I just don't, he could surprise me. He could be hurting for money one day, but I don't see him doing a Clerks with Randall and, the dude from Movies.
I don't know. But he was
Elias.
Elias. Fucking had me cracking up the whole goddamn movie. Because every time he walked on the screen, you're like, what the And then the other guy that's with Elias the whole time, that's Kevin Smith's daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which I follow him on TikTok. He cracks me up.
I knew that. I honestly thought of you when he switched from Bible thumper to Satanist.
Yeah.
There was a few people that, and I know they weren't necessarily in the Clerks movie, but we're tied in, Joey Lauren Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved... Do you think it was a kind of mindful choice not to have Wanda Sykes back and, the porch monkey bit was not brought back in?
I don't know. I kind of wonder on that one, too, because I think that would have been funny.
It's one of the funniest bits they do through any of their movies.
Oh, it is.
And Wanda Sykes doing it is fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
You know.
I don't know. That's one of those things. I did think it was amazing when they did the auditions.
Yeah.
Just every different random person jumping in. I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
But no Jason Lee.
No, which was surprising.
Yeah.
There was a few missing that I was a little surprised about. Jason Lee, Wanda Sykes. There was a few others that I'm just like, hmm.
Jason Lee in particular, especially when they brought Ethan Suplee back.
Yeah.
With the sailboat, you know.
And they brought some of the other ones. Like, it was really funny to see, the ones that, you know, from the random weird scenes in the, you know, first Clerks, and they brought these the same actors back.
Or Sandy. The Donkey Show guy.
Mm-hmm.
I still always think of him as Little John, but from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yeah.
But, yeah, him not being back. I kept, as I'm watching it, especially as I watched it the second and third time, I was like, oh, my God, how'd we leave this person out? How'd we leave that Olaf.
Oh, yeah.
Berserker. Yeah.
That would have been another good one. There was a couple weird, you know, weird things, but I think it might have been just one of those things. Maybe they just, you know, they weren't available, or maybe, you know, I mean.
What the fuck's Jason Lee doing?
No fucking chipmunks.
He's been out of that. He only did the first one, I think, or first two.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on him.
Let me see. I'm curious what the fuck Jason Lee is up to. Because I love that guy.
Oh, Jason Lee, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything. I loved him as Azrael from Dogma.
Yep. I need to watch that movie again. Did you see there was something, and I freaking really wish I freaking, the only thing I've ever wanted to go to New Jersey for, because Kevin Smith had a freaking special viewing of Dogma in New Jersey, where if you went, you like, whatever tickets, you got to watch Dogma with him, and you got a freaking, like, bathrobe.
Huh.
I'm like, I don't even fucking care about the bathrobe. I just want to go sit and watch Dogma with you.
Yeah, that would have been... I didn't know this. There is a new movie coming out called Twilight of the Mallrats.
What? Oh.
It says plot unknown. But so I went to Jason Lee's IMDb.
Yeah.
And he has nothing. Looks like he was a voice in something last year. The Harper House.
What the fuck that is?
But he was in the reboot. Yeah, it looks like he's just been doing voices for a while. And then all of a sudden there's this thing called Twilight of the Mallrats. And it says plot unknown. But then you go to top cast.
Oh, shit.
And Brandy Svenning is back. Ethan Suplee's back.
Joey Lauren Adams. Shannon Doherty
is rumored.
Jeremy London.
And Trisha Jones.
See, and I don't know that. I'm hoping.
Renee Humphreys, Trisha Jones. She's the one that did the sex experiment. Now, how do you not have a scene with Ben Affleck in jail?
It says it'll be replaced. The Kevin Smith has officially confirmed that Ben Affleck will be reprising his role as Shannon Hamilton, but he's not on the list of people. But in the trivia, it says that Kevin Smith has confirmed it.
Oh.
So.
Now, you know who I don't see on that list? Is Michael Roker.
Oh, yeah. The dad?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Brody's still going to be hosting late night.
That would be
God, if they're doing another Dogma. Or not Dogma, Mallrats. I don't think you could do another Dogma.
No.
I don't think you could replace Alan Rickman.
No.
You know, I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
Should be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, you know, I mean, I hope. I mean, it says it's in pre-production, so they haven't even started yet. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I had no clue. I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah.
Well, I see you and I are playing each other this week.
We are. It should be interesting. I mean, we'll see. I had 2 weeks ago, which... My team decided to play out its ass and whoop Chris's ass, which I had to like rub in his face. And then his kid beat me this week by a point. But I was just happy I beat Chris. I mean, whatever.
So that my same
season's over. That's all I needed this season was to beat Chris like that.
That was last week, right?
Yeah.
Did you send me the screenshot or did he?
Of what?
Him telling you to fuck off.
Oh, he probably did.
I can't remember, but
he probably did because I my response to it was I think I just did a laugh face and that was it.
So in our big money league, I whooped his ass by almost 70 as well. The same week that you were beating him in our league.
Yeah.
And I got just like I told Mike, fuck you. Oh, so I had to laugh a little bit. Couple new Marvel announcements this week, too. They got a Vision show coming out.
How can they do a Vision show? He's dead.
It's the White Vision.
Well, that just seems racist.
And they have a Wonder Man show coming.
I did see that. I did see.
So, who knows? I did hear that, and I didn't know this, but in the comics, Vision's actual brainwaves are from Wonder Man.
Oh.
Not Tony Stark, not... They're from Wonder Man.
Hmm.
And it's Wonder Man who actually also gets romantically involved with Wanda.
Oh.
So, they might be tying some stuff in. Who knows?
That could be... I don't know. Huh.
Like I said, who knows?
No, of course, you know. Yeah, it should be good. We'll see.
But... So, how did comedy go last night?
Actually, went really well. I mean, it went really well. Huge crowd. Justin brought a bunch of Justin's friends and family came in. So nice. It was the place was packed. Yeah. It went really well. I mean, it was a good group. Chris Moss is funny. And then, I mean, Robert Moore, of course, and Justin's, well, I mean, Justin. So, I mean, he knew how to work the crowd, picked on him, did his normal. So,
yeah,
it went really well. I was very, very happy with it.
Good. Good. And then I saw you had to make changes for next week.
I did. So Sherry and Richie both back out because there's this whole, I don't know, Kenan Thompson bullshit thing that pretty much every comic in the goddamn area has been invited to. So.
Yeah, I've been seeing everybody's post about it or whatever.
I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I guess it seems like it would be an opportunity, but at the same time, you're going to turn down a paid gig to go to something that, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just jaded because I've been doing this for so long. I'm like, I know these things are, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a one in a million shot, but you miss every shot you don't take, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well... Well, I just saw it. We need to wish Nick Lindsay and his fiance Katrina a happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
What, 16 years? Is that what I saw?
Yeah. Now, did they just get engaged or they've been engaged?
Just 2 years ago, maybe.
Okay. I thought they'd been engaged, but then I saw pictures where it's like she said yes, and I'm like, I thought that already happened.
I think they just threw up a bunch of... old pictures.
Yeah.
Of course, I swear to God, I haven't been able to look through Facebook without seeing one of those Kenan Thompson things.
And now you can't find one when you're looking for it.
And now I've scrolled like 50 posts and don't.
Well, because I think they all hit at one time. It was like everyone all got them at the same time. So everyone, like, for like 4 hours, everyone's like, oh, I'm in. But then I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I would. Like I said, I'm producing a show that night. I can't just suddenly decide not to be there. So,
yeah. Yeah, I was trying to.
Because I know a bunch of them said they even got, like, I think it was Narin said he didn't even freaking apply for it. He just suddenly randomly got an email saying, hey.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, good luck to them all, I guess.
I mean, yeah, good luck to them all. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it's all about, but I've got, yeah.
I don't either. Is it like a last comic standing or?
I don't know. That's kind of, I've been kind of confused, wondering what it's about, but it's also one of those things I'm not. I don't care enough to like go look, but.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just kind of curious what the show is.
And it said something like it's not even the first. It's like, because who was it? I think Sherry's on it. So that's, well, obviously, because she freaking backed out of my show, so she could go do it. So, which, I mean, I get it. Go for it. Take your shots. But so, yeah. And I got Justin Hayes and Mike Hansen are going to go. So, you know, we'll see how, which we know they'll both do good there. So. Let's see, Sherry was on it.
Is it the Comedy Experience?
I think it might be. Kenan Prevents Live Performance Showcase. So, Live Performance Showcase, yeah. So.
But I heard he won't even be there.
No. He'll be there virtually.
Oh.
It's season 13 of Kenan Presents, and I've fucking 13 seasons. I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, me either.
So it's kind of... So it's kind of like I just, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's that one there, the Kenan Thompson Ultimate Comedy Experience. But then it looks like it's at multiple places, so.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, there's one you can see. Come out and vote for the hottest Tacoma comedians. So.
Yeah, I see laughs here.
Oh, so they're doing Seattle too, it looks like. At laughs. So I think they're doing it same night, different places. Because it looked like it was Tacoma. I mean, Tacoma's the same night. Everyone that's doing Tacoma Comedy Club is also on the 10th. So it's all on the same night.
The comedy contest was established by Kenan Thompson to find the best comedian in the state and give the title of the funniest comic in Washington. These comedians will hit the stage to perform their best material in hopes of winning a trip to NYC for the ultimate comedy experience with Kenan Thompson, a showcase at the world-famous Carolines Comedy Club, a night at SNL, and other amazing prizes. Plus, the winner of the finale in NYC will be given the title of the funniest comedian in America. You'll help decide who goes to NYC and meet Kenan Thompson. Don't miss a huge opportunity to laugh with the best.
And see, like I said, the one thing that's interesting on that, though, is, I mean, like I said, they say it's the 13th season, but, I mean, you would think that...
Well...
I mean, we've been in the scene for 12 years that we would have heard about it at some point.
Yeah, it could be the first time they've ever come to Washington.
It could be.
And obviously, it's not a televised event. Like, it's not a show you turn on ABC and watch.
Yeah.
So, who fucking knows?
I don't know.
All right.
But it looks like every goddamn comedian that, like, you know, has done a show, I think. And it seems like from looking at, like, the people, it's the people that are at Laughs and the people that are at Tacoma Comedy Club constantly.
Yeah.
And I haven't done, besides, like, I piss them off constantly, so I haven't done a show there in forever, so.
Yeah. Just turn Ordin into it, too.
What's that?
Just turn Ordin that night into it, too.
I know, that's it, too. I'm at Ordin that night, so it's not like I would be like, oh, sorry, you know, the show that I'm supposed to produce and everything else, and then I've booked constantly, I'm just going to skip it so that I can go to this thing that's probably not going to go anywhere. So it's like Seattle International Comedy Competition. I got invited this year and said no thanks.
Oh.
I'm just like, it's freaking a waste every time I do it, so why?
Oh, the showcase or whatever to try to get on it?
The showcase to try and get on it. I'm like, what's the point? I don't even feel like doing it. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even apply. Like, the last 4 years, they've been like, you know, except for, you know, the COVID years, they were like, oh, yeah, come out and try out. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't feel like it.
I don't blame you.
I don't like competitions. I'm tired. It's all subjective, and it just. You know, it's like, whatever, I'm going to do the shows I do, have fun with them. I got a few shows I'm doing this month, so a couple open mics, stuff like that, getting ready for, you know, December, where I'm gonna close out the Ording show for fun and just have a bunch of random people come and hang out with me and do comedy. And then, you know, if we end up doing the what we talked about, which Sean's all up for, if we want to do it, so.
All right.
So, and I got the Grinch beanie. While I was in, I did buy it while I was.
Yeah, I did see that, but we got to go full costume.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm going to have to find one of those, but.
Oh, I'll take care of that.
No, yeah, I forget. I'm all for it. I'll do it. Freaking go. I'll have some fun with it.
All right. All right. So tell us again what you got next week, Ordin.
Next week, we got Justin Hayes is going to close it out. Mike Hansen's going to feature, and your host will be Andy Vargo.
There you go. Next Thursday, that's November 10th, I believe.
Yep.
7 o'clock, Ording Firehouse. All righty. So next week's draft, 80s cartoon theme songs.
Yep.
We'll let the audience pick the winner of that one. Check back on this one for Christmas movie one. That one I probably got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confident on that one, but 80s cartoon theme songs, I think it's a little more up your alley, so we should have some.
I think the hard part for me is going to find 80s. 90s, I would be all over it, like Darkwing Duck, Tailspin, you know, DuckTales, because I'm just going to pick the freaking Disney afternoon. But those are all 90s, so I'm going to have to figure out the 80s.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I just finished watching all of Darkwing Duck. I watched the entire
Now, I know Darkwing Duck was later.
Yeah.
Let me see here. So just to give you an idea of what we have, The Simpsons, Inspector Gadget, Voltron, Danger Mouse, Richie Rich.
Well, Darkwing Duck was only 91, so that was almost 80s.
Thundercats, Gem, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, Ninja Turtles, He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers.
See, Tailspin's 90.
Rainbow Bright, The Gummy Bears, The Real Ghostbusters.
Gummy Bears.
DuckTales is here, Mask, Silverhawks, The Smurfs, The Ewoks, if you want it, She-Ra, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
My Little Pony, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Defenders of the Earth, Droids, The Adventures of R2-D2 and C-3PO. This lists Flintstone Kids, Fraggle Rock, I thought was 70s, Pac-Man, Thundar the Barbarian, Alvin and the Chipmunks is listed here, Banana Man, I don't know what the fuck that is, but.
Oh, it's Banana, I think I fucking remember that.
Let me see here. I want to give you the same look here that I'm getting. Bigfoot and the Muscle Machines, the Bionic Six, one of my all-time favorites. I'm so mad that you just can't. I can't find it anywhere.
Which one?
Bionic Six.
Huh.
Brave Star, Black Star, the California Raisins, Captain N and the Game Masters, Duckula, Challenge of the Gobots, the Care Bears, Dennis the Menace. Denver the Last Dinosaur, I remember that one.
David the Gnome.
I don't know what Foofur is.
Sounds like some kind of weird fucking furry thing.
The Get Along Gang. Joe. Yep, G.I. Joe.
He-Man, of course.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling. The Incredible Hulk, Inspector Gadget. The Inhumanoids.
Oh, Inspector Gadget.
The Jetsons. I wonder if that's because it went through the 80s.
Which one?
The Jetsons, because that came out in the 60s.
Yeah.
Maya the Bee. Mighty Mouse. Muppet Babies. Police Academy. Pound Puppies.
That's right. They did do a...
Animated. That's what they made the action figures based out of.
God.
Rambo.
Pound Puppies was, that was interesting.
Rambo.
Adventures of Pinocchio. That looks scary as fuck.
Yeah. What is Roger Ramjet?
Sounds like a fucking porn. Oh, Robotech.
Different Scooby-Doos. The Snorks.
See, I was trying to find Banana Man because that sounded freaking crazy, but I was trying to... I don't see anything...
Oh, the Wuzzles.
Oh, wasn't it 83 to 86? It was a BBC aired cartoon series.
Oh.
And it did air on Nickelodeon. As a companion piece to Danger Mouse.
Big fan of Danger Mouse.
Oh, freaking everyone loves Danger
Mouse. Oh, my God. I forgot about this. Let me.
Well, the California Raisins. Camp Candy?
That's what I was just going to. I got to see if they got a theme song for Camp Candy real quick. We'll end with that tonight because oddly enough, Mr. Pickett was texting me the other day about John Candy. Asked me if I'd ever seen Summer Rental, I think it was called.
Never even heard of that one.
The quietness of darkness, the stories told by firelight, the long nights, the food fights, a summer made of memories at Camp Candy. The moonlight, the sunshine, the rainy days and wet
So I don't think that one's winning if you draft it.
No, but I mean, it's one of those things, you know, that you got to think. That's one thing I think that's missing from a lot of the, like, today's theme songs and everything. They were just different in the 80s. They pretty much gave you an idea what the show was.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Where now they're just trying to rock out and do stuff. I'm like, no, I want to know what the show was.
The intro is basically... Or the theme music is basically the synopsis of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the Ewoks. It's horrible. But at the same time, they're telling you they're friends of the forest and they protect the forest. I mean, that's the whole idea. I've watched like 6 episodes. That's all they fucking do.
And they're telling you the show is horrible.
Yeah, they are by the freaking theme song. They just basically protect the forest. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, pretty much that's what you told me in the theme song. So, all right, sounds good.
All right. So that'll be next week. Camp Candy.
Or sounds good to me.
80s theme songs. 80s cartoon theme songs. So.
Yeah, I like the Camp Candy idea too. Looks like they had good breakfast.
why? Because it's on John's face?
No, I mean, he was like just floating across the ground trying to get to it.
Yeah. Well, let me see. What was the movie he was asking me about? Summer Rental. Yeah.
See, I don't remember that one. My favorite one of his was the freaking, what was it, Canadian Bacon.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've always loved fucking Great Outdoors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's iconic.
And to be honest, I'm a huge fan of Cool Runnings as well.
Yeah.
And if you don't say barf... We probably don't belong on this show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. All right, guys. So remember Comedy Ordering Thursday the 10th. Next week, 80s theme song, cartoon theme songs. With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.